Okay, good morning. It is Chaf Beis Shvat, Tavshinayin Ches, 7th of February. We are in Shoftim Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tazayin, a big Pasuk by Yachatz. Es Shalosh Meos Ha'ish, Shlosha Roshim. Vayitain Shofaros B'yad Kulam V'kadim Reikim V'lapidim B'toy Chakadim. So we said we're going to take this pasuk, understand the pshat, remez, drash, and sod. We learned some of pshat and some of remez yesterday. We still have more pshat and remez today, and then hopefully to get into the sod. So first of all, one thing I forgot to mention. Vayachatz es shalosh meos, so es shlosha rushim. Another kash also we didn't ask is, what's rushim? Why is it shlosha rushim? Shouldn't it be shlosha machanos? What's shlosha rushim? That's another kasha. But why three? Why dafka three? Why not four? Would make more sense, wouldn't it? Four sides, take them from every direction. Why are you taking them from three sides and not from four sides? What? Come on, we can. They knew enough math to split 300 into four. Well, it has to be exactly equal.
75.
Has to be
75.
So you're saying there's something to 100. Okay, you're onto something
there.
You're onto something there. You're onto something with the 100. What do you say? Meyer. So you're saying there's something to the hundred. Okay, here. There's the Malbim. Okay, so that's true. We'll get into that also. I'll be sowed. But before that, just in Pshat, so the Malbim says, Daf could surround them by three sides and not the fourth side.
That's what I just said.
You said this?
I said that maybe there wasn't a fourth side. Maybe there's a mountain.
No. There was a fourth side, but they Dafka didn't want to surround them on the fourth side. Why? Because there's actually a halacha in the Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchas Melachim, Halacha Zayin, Kishetzorin Al Ir, the Tavsa, when you lay siege on a city to conquer it, Ein Makifin Osomia Beruchosel. You should not surround it all four sides, Elami Shalosh Ruchosel, only three. Why would you leave one open? Exactly. Okay, so that. Why would you do that? Give them the opportunity.
Fight harder and escape, otherwise they'll fight
Israel, to the death.
Then they escape, live to fight another day. If it's a hashmadah,
let them go.
You surround them.
Well, we had this kasha. If you remember, we even when it came to the Zayin Amim, if you remember, so Yeshua sent letters, and he gave them the option to run away. He gave them the option to run away. We don't necessarily want to destroy anyone if we don't need to. If it's a matter of us, it was a kasha. But it was a big kasha. It was a big kasha when it came to that, because there was seemingly a mitzvah to conquer the Zayin Amim. We spoke about that back in Yeshua. But over here, this is not the Zayin Amim. And every war after that, certainly, except for Amalek, Mechemes Amalek, where there's also a sivoy to wipe them out. But there's no sivoy necessarily to wipe out the enemy. And you give them the opportunity to escape.
Rav Sternbach
yeah.
Benogea to Amalek.
Okay.
So he asked, why didn't, is it Shaul or David, wipe them all out? Why didn't that kill certain Amalekim? So basically, he comes out saying, he has a long arichas, comes out saying...
Why didn't who kill certain Amalekim?
David or Shaul.
Okay, yeah.
So, he says the mitzvah of Mechilas Amalek is when you can get all of them. But if you can't get all of them, then there's an exemption there. You can kill a malekim.
Meaning you shouldn't, I mean, there's no chiv to kill stam. If we know that some down the street there's an amaleki,
yeah,
there's no chiv to kill him, you're saying, because you're not going to kill all of them.
That's what it comes out saying.
Okay, interesting. Okay, fine. Let's get back to this.
Gotta start somewhere. Yeah.
should convince him to have an amaleki reunion.
They should have a Facebook group. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. We also asked, why does it say Vayachad is Shalosh Meos? We already know it's Shalosh Meos. Why do I have to say, stress again Shalosh Meos? And also, it should be Lishlosha Rashim. Why does it just say Shalosha Rashim? Okay, so the Divrei Tova
didn't say that in Breishit either.
What
it for the Lamed.
It didn't say the Lamed there either.
No.
Well, it's the same Lashon, it says Vayachatz.
Exactly Vayachatz.
But it doesn't say, no. It's Shalosh Machanos. There, I think it says, does it say Rashim there? Check it out, if it says Rashim there or Machanos there, I'm interested.
I just want to add, because he mentioned the Shivas Amim, so it could be that had there applied to the Shivas Amim also. Yeah, we have to get rid of them.
If you get rid of all of them.
We have to get rid of all of them.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, but Pashas, we were getting rid of all of them, saying they were all there. They were all in Canaan. So uh-huh. It's not Pashas that we allowed them an escape route. We said, if you want to make peace. If you want to run away, run away. And if you want to fight, fight. And which nation ran away?
Girgashi
ran away. Okay, Girgashi ran away. Okay, so on these kashas, why does it repeat Shalosh Meos? And why does it not say it with a lamed, Lishloisha? So he says that we dafka needed 300. B'schus mispar ha-shalosh meos ha-ish ninatzeach m'lucham. You need the schus of these 300 to win the war. U'lechein aser lanu lihipared b'machshav aseinu. Even though we're splitting into three camps, but in Machshava, we still have to be one. We still have to be one army, even though we're splitting up. Sha'anu shalosh machano sheko machna yesh bo mea ish, ela eino hainu shalosh meos ish. But we still remain 300. We still remain 300. One second, hold on. Vayachas es hayilod malela. Didn't say anything about into camps okay. Just vayachatz es hayilah demaleh v'alracha v'alshtei ha-shavachos. Okay, it doesn't say le over there.
No, we use the lashon machanos.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't say machanos at all. Doesn't say machanos at all over there. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Anyway, so b'zeh muvan he says shelekach beis shediber hanavi al vayachatz osam l'shlosha rashim. That's why, again, the stress, the shalosh meos, even though they're splitting up, they still need to remain this group of 300. They're going into different camps, but they're still together. They're one force, they're one army, and b'schus these 300, they're going to win. And he says that's why it doesn't say alamin, is because there's not a complete split. Lish, shalosh machanos, would be a complete split. It says shalosh machanos, there's three machanos, but they're still remaining shalosh meos ish. Okay, that's what he says to answer these kashas. Other Ramazim.
Yeah,
does say Shnei Machanos later on?
Does it say Vayachatz?
The first time. The Shnei Machanos. Okay, there you go. Lishnei Machanos.
But it wasn't attack.
So does say. What do you say?
Yaakov wasn't on the attack, he was on the defense.
Yaakov was on the defense. Okay, that's true. That's a chilek also. Okay, he brings here just an interesting remez that each one was blowing a shofar. Why were they all blowing a shofar? So he brings from the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, I'm not sure who that is. On Rosh Hashanah, how many shofar blasts are there? 100. Where do we learn that from?
Sisera.
Very good. Okay, so some of you must have learned Shoftim. Okay, so altogether on Rosh Hashanah, that means how many blasts are there? How many Schleifer Blusen? Is that how you say in Yiddish? How many Shofar blasts? What?
200.
200 altogether. And if we add Elul, how many are there? If you add Elul, how many are there?
around
2:30.
The Milu?
30 around.
No,
less. There's 20 something.
No, one second. Each day we blow how many blasts?
Nine.
Four.
Huh?
Four.
Each day is four, right? Kia. We do Tkiya Shvarim.
Trua.
Tkiya. Tkiya Shvarim. Trua. Tkiya, right? So four every day. How many days in Elul are we actually blowing shofar? Actually, we have to take out Shabbat, right? Take out Shabbat, take out the last day. So 25. 25 times four? 100. Okay? 100. So you have the 200 of Rosh Hashanah and the 100 of Elul comes out to
300,
and over here we have 300 as well. That's the Siachih. That's why 300. That's why we're all taking a shofar. So you have the 300 blast. Another nice remez.
Wasn't Rosh Hashanah one day back then?
Was Rosh Hashanah only one day back then?
It was once upon a time.
Okay, at one point. At one point it was. At one point it was. At one point it was. Okay, so they knew there was going to be 300. What? There's no Ruach HaKodesh? Yeah. There's all of a sudden no Ruach HaKodesh? They didn't know that there's going to be in the future 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
I don't want to cloud the issue.
It's a remez. Okay, fine. One more thing he says here. We said one of the Ramazim is Matan Torah. Okay, they're being Ma'orah Iskos Matan Torah. That's why we have the shofar, the lapidim, the kolos, and then you have these kadim reikim. So he says this idea that the kadim were covering up the torches. So he says, Ein or HaTorah Meir, right? It was because in that door, so the light of the Torah was not shining. Ulachain Gidnas Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kamosha Ani Menafet Es HaKadim, just like I am destroying, bursting these jugs, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yenafet Es HaGoyim, so the Kadim are remes to the Goyim. So too Hashem should be Yenafet, that the Goyim should explode. Ukamosha Kasev B'Tehillim Kikli Yotzer Tinafteim. The Kasev Rashi is HaHoylech Al HaGoyim, it's going on Goyim, Sheyanafotsu Kikli Cheres, that they should burst like earthenware vessels. The Goyim should burst. Ulachain Nifetz Gidon Kadim Shel Cheres Lirmoz B'Tfila as a pasuk b'tehillim kikli yotzer tenafseim shukli shel cheras, which is also kli cheras vanish hakadosh baruch hu nafet es hagoyim. Okay, so that's another idea, another remez over here to the kadim reikim covering the flames. It's covering the Torah, but the Torah is now going to burst forth. Now with Gidon, the Torah is bursting forth, and that's the destruction of the enemy. That's the kadim blowing up, and you have that in Tehillim as well. Okay, now to get deeper into the Sod, we have the Kehilas Yaakov, okay? And the Kehilas Yaakov wants to know, why are we splitting into three camps? Also, he asks, why three camps and not four camps? You should want to surround them on four sides. So what's the idea of three camps? So we had Alpi Pshat that you don't surround them on four sides. But he says, Alpi Sod. He says that the chitzonios, the kochos hatuma, only have power over 100, but not over 101. They have the power over 100 and not over 101. He brings the Gemara in Psachim. There's a Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara, I didn't get into the whole Gemara, there was Gemara talking about zugos, and you shouldn't have numbers even. And it says there was someone who was being I don't know what the word is, a shade was after them, and instead of 100, he went 101, upaka shida, that's the lesson of the Gemara in Psachim, upaka shida. When he got to 101, so the shade was, I don't know, exploded or left or it went away. And he says that's also the sod of, it says, how many times should a person chazer? If you want to know something, how many times should you chazer? 101. It says, the Gemara says, Eino Dome, Shona Pirkel, Mea Pam, Lashona Mea the Echot. It's not, you can't compare someone who learns 100 times to 101 times. Why? Shad Mea Yeshlo Shlita Lissar Hashitcha. Because up till 100, the Sar Hashitcha, the angel over forgetfulness, has power, but when you get to 101, he disappears. Lishlabadun the time of the milsa. So why is this? So he explains that we know how many spheres are there. 10 spheres. Yeah, there's 10 spheres. However, it really gets to 11 because there's a koach above all the spheres, right? What's the koach above all the spheres? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lahavda ben kodesh l'cho beklitos heim yud alif im klos hakoch ha-mechaya eskulam. Right, so the koach ha-kedusha is not just 10, it's 11 with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the koach that's mechaya everything, v'ata mechaya eskulam, we say every day in davening, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im kein havi yud klipos v'heim kululo zeh b'zeh. So we know with the spheros, each one has 10 with it. So if you include all the spheros, and there's the kedusha side and there's the klipa side. So if you take the klipos, so all together there's 100, right? 10 times 10 is 100. Va'kedusha mechayas kulam harei kaf aleph. But by the kedusha on the side of kedusha, there's 101 because they have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the side of Kedusha. Im kein yafa amru ad kuf sholtin. That's why the chitzonios, the koach atuma has koach up until 100. Shad kuf nichlolin yud sviros to klipa tvei lo. Not more than that, they don't have. Lefi shekvar nichnas bereshus haKedusha. Because once you get to 101, so you're in the reshus of Kedusha.
Interesting. The Senate has 100 senators.
Yeah.
And they have,
which Senate? Here in Israel?
U.S. Senate.
The U.S. Senate.
Okay, and then they have the vice president.
Mm.
That's one way. He can vote sometimes. Is it?
101.
He's the president.
101.
I wonder if they built that.
This was their kavana. This is their kavana.
I think he's the president.
What, 51? Including Israel?
No, not including Israel.
I think the president has
102 senators?
100.
Yeah, I don't know. This is 51 states.
It's 50 states.
50 states.
No, 51. Hawaii.
That's 50th.
Well, it used to be 48.
And then 48. They added Alaska. Okay,
and Alaska and Hawaii made it 50.
We were the 52nd.
No, we're the 51st.
Used to be 13.
Okay. Lafika chilach es machaneu begimul rushim. That's why I split it into 3 kuf. L'kol echod v'echod v'hu sholeit al kulam harei kuf aleph. Nimsa biyad kol echod v'echod kuf aleph v'en koch lechitzonium lishlot bohem. Another remez, he says, Inami, now you come, Chaim. You missed it. Inami, Baruch Hashem, you're here, but you just missed something you would have enjoyed. Inami, Leo, Shisham, Hayu, Gimel, Umais, Midjan, Va'amalik, Ubnei Kadem. Split into 3, connected the Gimel Umos that they're fighting. We're fighting Midjan, Amalik, and Bnei Kadem. Alkein Chilkam, Gimel, Roshim, Shem Malach, Echod, Osa, Shtei, Shlichus. Because one Malach, we know, where do we know that from? Right, with Avram, right? One malach can't do more than one shlichus. Alkein rosh echad lahashpil uma echad. Ulafikach nasim biyadam shofros. The orah shofer ho elyon imabonim shal yedeis orus mispachadim hachitzonim tedinim misarin minei ukamoshikasa binyan luchemis yirich. Okay, so that's the chitzonim also get scared away from the shofros, and you have 3, I guess. This would add Rashim, okay? L'shalosh Rashim. Rashim is in reference to the Malach that's above each one of these camps. Each one is going to have a Malach, and they're going to be able to destroy one of the nations now that they're fighting, Midjan, Amalek, and B'nai Kadim. No. That there's a malach does shlichus. When a malach does a shlichus, so only one malach can only do one shlichus. So he's saying that you need three malachim over here. You can have three malachim, one for Midian, one for
to destroy them.
Yeah, to destroy them. One for Midian, one for Amalek, and one for the Bnei Kedem. I'm sorry. Mea brachos. Mea brachos. What? Why don't we do 101? Good kasha. I don't know. It's a good kasha. Okay. So the Mesilas Hanavim is taped. Yeah. The Mesilas Hanavim has a very nice piece over here. Our piece sewed to understand also what's going on. So he says. Okay, let me just start from the beginning. Okay, why splitting into three hundred into three? As the war is going to unfold, so it doesn't seem like there was a real reason to do this. Why Dafka 300? Why did Dafka come out to 300? Which we haven't really explained yet. Why Dafka came out to 300? We said a little bit about the 300, but he's going to say more. We know that nothing is by chance, especially this. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he basically made this army, cut the army down to 300. And he's bothered with this cash also to return. Why are we saying, keep saying over and over again, Shalosh Meosh Ish? It's extra. This pasuk for sure it's extra. So he says, Nir Lomer, Sharemez Bezeh Al Yaakov Avinu. It's being meramis to Yaakov Hashlishi Sheba'avos HaKedoshim. Yaakov is the third. Yaakov da, quoting from the Zohar, Yaakov da Tiferes. Yaakov is Tiferes. V'chein motzinu shemidaso emes. Okay, Yaakov is Tiferes, which is emes. Tiferes, which is emes. Titein emes li Yaakov. Bior hasheich is ben shtei amidos hi. Right, so what's the connection between Tiferes and emes? Why is Yaakov both Tiferes and emes? We have to understand what Tiferes is. Emes, we probably have a better idea of what Emes is, but what's Tiferes? So he says, what do you know? What do you know about Tiferes? Combination of? Chesed and Gevura, right? Tiferes brings together is the combination between Gevura and Chesed and Gevura. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, okay? Very good, excellent, Chaim. V'zeh kav ha'emes, right? So you have on this side Chesed, the right side is Chesed, the left side is Gevura, and then the middle, you bring it to the middle, that's Tiferes. Bal Chesed sheyesh lo hadas v'yicholes gam la'atzur b'makum shetzorich. Okay, Chesed is unbridled. Chesed by itself is unbridled, right? It can go too far. Chesed can go too far. There's certain times when Chesed is not right. Chesed is not good. Eliezer could tell you all about enabling, right? He'll give you a whole shiur on enabling. How that is not good to enable people that are doing. Things that are destroying them. What? Chesed, right. Okay, so Kimoke. Milas emes, he says the word emes, right? So you have Tiferes is bringing the Gevura, the Chesed and the Gevura together, and he says that's also emes. Emes is getting to exactly where you need to be. And he says, you see that in the word emes as well. The word emes is made up of three letters, right? Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Tuf is the last letter. And Mem is right in the middle. So again, it's taking the two sides and bringing them to the middle.
Making a balance, like Chaim said.
Yeah, right. Making the balance. And he brings, the Gemara says, Kushta Koi, Shikra, Lokai, right? Kushta means truth. Truth. Emes, stands. Stands means forever. As far as sheker, though, sheker does not stand. V'chein timsa demayim ha-mechasrim v'lo miskayim nikrim ha-mayim ha-mechasvim. It's like lying water. Water that's not going to last, it's like a lie. Kalos ha-davar u'kazav ki'ilu mechazev bo shelo ha-yusham me'olam. It's as if it was never there. V'zos b'glal sha-sheker eino b'kav ha-mitzua v'adavar shu yotze el ha-katza yesh lo katza v'sof
mitzua? Metzua?
Yeah, the middle.
Metzua or mitzua?
Mitzua. Mitzua. Mehai taima Yaakov vino lo meis, right? So because MS is Kai, MS stands forever. So that's why it says Yaakov vino lo meis. Yaakov vino was MS lo meis. Lefisha midaso MS. Avi. Okay, fine. He brings from the Zohar. Hamashmos hapshuta shel hamila tiferes, right? So what does the word tiferes actually mean? The word tiferes.
Pe'er.
Pe'er, right? Pe'er. Yofi, beauty, right? Tiferes is beauty. And he brings from the Sefer Pri Ha'aretz, Shesibus Hayofi v'Tiferes hu riboy v'hishtanos. Beauty comes from abundance and change, he says. He's going to explain. V'chein inyan ha'gavonim. Ki b'hisrabusam hei mifo'arim v'lo b'gavonechad. If you have color, many colors, and you bring many colors together, that gives you beauty. One color
harmony.
Is not, right? It's the harmony, exactly. One color is not beauty. When you bring many together, that's beauty. Kachu b'teva gashmias. That's in the physical world. Shirak al yedei irvuv ben gavonim shomim. Only when you join many things together, b'mizug v'hat'ama nechona, by, how do you say that in English?
Properly matching them, or what do you call it?
Combining and working them out together, that's how you get true beauty.
The right recipe.
Exactly. A symphony, a recipe, exactly. All these things is taking many things, bringing them together and combining them in such a way that they become beautiful. That's beauty.
That's why, by the way, the person sitting in the third violin section, uh-huh, just as important as the person sitting in the first.
Ooh,
the fourth trumpet is the same as the first trumpet.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Excellent.
Do they get paid the
same? There's a term in English or Latin, jurisprudence.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so jurisprudence represents the harmonizing of all the...
The harmonizing.
Of all the contributing ideas that manifests in
the body.
It's prudent.
Uh-huh.
And that Lahavdil, we have that in the halakhic process.
Very nice. Okay, and he says, what's true in the physical world is just a lavush. It's like clothing for the spiritual world. So what's happening in the physical world can give us an idea of what's going on in the spiritual world. Kein derech bituye hayetzer hara la'adam tamid. And just like in the physical world, you need different things to come together and combine, as you're all saying, the harmony. You need to have the harmony. So too in the spiritual world. Be'avku ima v'yar ki lo yuchalo ba'ofen zeh azay mislabesh atzmo be'inyan acher. Through also the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah giving you the test, the give and take, that's going to get you to the Tiferes. That's who Yaakov Avinu has this fight. He has to fight with the Sar Shel Esav. That's going to bring him to his level of Tiferes. Okay, fine. So that's the idea of Tiferes.
You have Mithaso Shel Yaakov Shlema.
Good.
That there's a Shlemus in Yaakov. This is all of his children, they prone. No Yishmael.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, because that's chesed.
That's the shleimus of Tiferes. Yeah.
Right, and it's exactly because chesed by itself has problems, and gvura by itself has problems. But Tiferes, you could have shleimus. With Tiferes, you have shleimus. Okay? The avos, we know, are the merkava. The avos are the merkava. Hein ha-merkava. Pirish, shekol echod me'avos ha-kidoshim hotzi mikoach elapo mida misuyemeh sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizgale banagas olam. Each one of the avos is bringing out a different mida that Hashem uses to run the world. V'zos ha-yidei ma'isav ha-kidoshim shenizdachech v'nis'ala ba'osam mida umasra lebore olam lo, because they perfected, they worked hard on certain certain midos, so they were able to bring out, they brought that midah into the world. The Merkava, they're the Merkava, they're bringing these things into the world. Lecha Hashem HaGedula, the Pasuk says, Lecha Hashem HaGedula, so Gedula is Chesed. Midas Avram. V'ha-Givura, who's Givura? Yitzchak. And Yaakov, Lecha Hashem HaTiferes. Yaakov is Tiferes. V'chein Amru, Avram Yadalei Lekut Shebrichu. Okay, I'm not going to read this. This is the Zohar. V'heim. Yeah, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's also we say in Shmona Esrei, Hagadol, Hagibur, VaHanora. He says Nora is Tiferes. Nora is Tiferes. So that's also corresponding to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Imkain, right? It works perfectly here with what was this war about? What was this battle about? When Hakadosh Baruch Hu first told Gideon, "Don't bring a big army." Why did he say that? Pen yispar Allah Yisrael lemor yadi hoshiali.
They'll take the credit.
Yesh sorech listabik minas hatiferes. So you need tiferes, but you need the right type of tiferes. Right? She midas so Yaakov Avinu. Shekach matzinu bo lozu bilvad shelo tala bekocho v'otzim yada begashmis. Not only that he's not told it on himself, ela af lo beruchnius b'schus meisim tovim. Not only in the physical realm, he's going to say this is not from my own koach. But even spiritually, he's not going to say it's from my schusim. Kemoshama katonti mikol achasadim. Like Yaakov Avinu said, katonti mikol achasadim mikol ha'emesh asher asisi es avdecha ki b'maku yavarti es hayardin azev v'ato ha'yisi l'shnei machanos. Yaakov looked at everything was a gift. Katonti mikol achasadim. Hashem did just tremendous chesed with me. I don't deserve this. Yaakov Avinu could have said, right, look, I got this because I'm on such a high ruchni level. No, he understands that everything is from Hashem. V'chein sham behemshech ha-parsha, v'yikro Yaakov shem ha-makum peniel, ki ro'isi elokim panim el panim. Amazing, he doesn't bring this up, but we're going to see the battle here is also going to happen in Peniel. The battle with Gideon is going to be in Peniel. But he says, Yaakov was Peniel, right? Ra'isi Elokim Panim El Panim V'tinatzel Nafshi. Panim El Panim V'tinatzel Nafshi. K'day Yisi Lachuv Ba'atzmi El Hashad Silenia HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'rachamav. I deserved death, but Hashem saved me with His rachamim. Kein Hishlim Atzim Bidas HaTiferes L'cho Hashem HaTiferes. Giving the Tiferes to bringing it right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'zeh Nagia El HaMechavim B'bir Inyan Shalosh Meosh Ish HaMilakakim. So now we can understand well why there's 300. It's not a coincidence. And the camp B'chatzias HaMachaneh L'shlosha Roshim, and the camp is being split into three. U'behektim Od, another Akdama we needed in Zohar, it says Es Shin Es Kushta Ihu, or Os Kushta Ihu. The letter Shin is the letter of Emes, the Zohar says. The letter Shin is the letter of Emes. Ukamara Emes hi midasu shel Yaakov b'chir avos. Ukamoke mora al tsuras ha'os shin. What is the shin made up of? Shenichtav b'shalosh rashim. Right? There are three rashim. There are three rashim. Sheomdim al kara chada. That are standing on a
one base.
Thank you. On one base. Hamaached es shloshtam, and the base brings these three rashim together. Vehi midas tiferes. That's the midah of tiferes. Shin tlas ksharim. Train ksharim. Right. Again, from the Zohar, the shin has these three ksharim, right? Train ksharim, chad mehai sitra, v'chad mehai sitra. Two of them, one's from this side, one's from that side. V'chad de kalil alone, and one that brings them together. Shin da Yaakov kalil tlas avahan. The shin is Yaakov that brings together the three avos. Umafurish, he brings, okay, I don't understand this part, maybe you don't understand it, I'll just read it to you. He brings from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, ki shnei midos, chesed and gvura, lovin ze mize, v'nichlolim ze mize. Okay, chesed and gvura, they escort each other and they're included one in the other. Ukasher mischavrim zeleze, nase tiferes, and when they join together, they become tiferes, which is oshin. Os emes. V'ze nasa al yidei. This is what I don't understand. V'ze nasim al yidei hadayonim shehem sod shlosha rashim da os shin.
Okay,
from a Beis Din is three. So that comes to the Beis Din. I got what? The Beis Din brings you to MS, maybe. Because the Beis Din gives you MS. Well, Kain Sarshu Sone Betza. This part also I don't understand exactly what he means. Betza is money, bribes, right? They don't like money. It says judges, we just had this. Just in this parsha, yeah? This week's parsha. This past week's parsha, yeah? Sone Betza. That'd be Sone Betza. Osios Shnios de Avos. Betza is the second letter of each one of the Avos. Avram is the base. Yitzchak is the tzaddik. And Yaakov, right? The second letter of Avram is base. Second letter of Yitzchak is tzaddik. Second letter of Yaakov is ayin. They're Sone Betza. How does that work? I don't know exactly. The dayanim have to be Sone Betza. Okay, what that means, I'm not sure. Hine. Kichein lenochach hachashash lepigam b'midas hatiferes, right? Because there was a cheshash here, because they were worried about the midah tiferes. Pen yispor ala yisrael emu yodi osheli shavur zeh hoya habiru lekachas rak me'elu hamakirim bekonam asher yolak bilishono min hamayim kasher yolak hakelef. Ukemotion is bar barichus. May eis Hashem haisazos asher vayimispar amalakim biyadam el pihem shalosh meos ish. The ones that drank into their hands was 300. Simana milsa laoshin dechushbane hachi have. Right? That the cheshbon of shin obviously is 300. The gematria of shin is 300. Elu shalosh meos ish. Havu yisod hamarkiv legiloi midas tiferes. They're bringing out the midah of tiferes asher alkein b'shalosh meos ha'ish hamelakakim oshia eschem v'nosati es midyon biyadcha. So you need tiferes in the proper way. You need tiferes in the proper way in order to destroy midyon, not pen yispor alai. Now that would be tiferes gone wrong, obviously, but it has to be midah tiferes perfected. Yaakov, Emes, and that's why it's Yaakov. Odzos, Hosef, Gidon, Lasos, Vayachatz, Shalosh, Meosh, Ha'ish, Shlosha, Rashim. Now we understand why it says Shlosha Rashim, because the Shin has Shalosh Rashim, and that's why it says Shalosh Rashim, not Shalosh Machanos, because that's what's going on here. Shalosh Rashim to Oshin Laorer Biyotzi Hamilchama Midos HaTiferes, to bring out the Midos HaTiferes Lefar Ulahodos Lashem Ish Milchama, to beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what's going on here in Sod. Okay, so we understand, I hopefully Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. Shkayach.